It's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager at the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. The Cannabis Weekly is where we focus you, the investor, in on the news moving this sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focused on the most important themes and sector trends we believe investors should seek exposure to as cannabis markets continue to evolve and grow. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing or passively following an index. I'm Tim Seymour, and I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and new asset classes. The Cannabis Weekly will focus the investors on one, the market itself, week over week performance, earnings, M&A, et cetera, two, the macro legislative landscape, macro trends that dominate this industry, and three, our portfolio, CNBS, and our approach to asset allocation. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of April 4. So let's get into it. The market first. More was a song by the Andrea True Connection in the late 70s, before most of you were born. It also is the chant out of the market late last week as the MORE Act passes in the House. Legalization, again, not necessarily the type of game changer for the industry, but certainly helpful for price action. Let's get into the price action. We're going to talk about the legislative stuff in a moment. If you look at the price action, first of all, U.S. names, U.S. multi-state operators outperformed last week. If you look at the leaderboard, names like GTI, which had really been underperforming, up 9.4%, Curaleaf up 6.4%, TerrAscend up 5.7%, Trulieve up almost 3% on a week they had earnings out. Cresco Labs up almost 4%, and significant outperformance to the Canadian peers. If you look at Canopy Growth, down 15% or so. Trulieve down 12% or so. So what was going on? It wasn't just the headlines at the end of the week. First of all, Canada had really outperformed. I think we've largely digested most of 4Q earnings season. We're getting a couple more numbers this week. We have Verano out Thursday. We have Tilray out Wednesday. But Trulieve told us what many others did as well, which is the second half of the year looks better. They had some margin pressure. Trulieve, which has one of the best margin profiles in the industry, had some issues more related to their merger with Harvest. Generally, no real major earnings surprises, maybe slightly lower profitability, but we've talked about the reset on expectations and the understanding where margins had gone in the industry, combination of wholesale prices coming down because there is more supply and more competitive forces out there, but also because of the illicit markets. And so promotional activity, maybe some pulled forward sales trends on a year over year basis with COVID. No question. Cannabis competing with the wallet for the consumer. No question. If you look at some of the sales trends we're getting out, independent necessarily of those earnings that have been out, we're hearing that actually Feb sales are up about 10% over January if we look at numbers out of BDS, who does a lot of the industry macro data. And if you look at sales, just for folks that want to get into the granularity here, the sales mix still very heavy. Flower, number one segment by far, as it has continued to be, 39%. Concentrates, 34%. Pre-rolls, about 9%, I should say. Edibles in at 12.3%. Just to give you a little overflow on that flavor. But back to where the charts are and where the markets are, some of this price action last week was on better volume. Actually, volume that I would call somewhere in between, significant volume of where we've had big headlines, but also well above where the volume had been in some of just this lethargic move down. If you look at the charts for a number of the U.S. players, they are retaking that 50-day moving average. If you look at where that sits on the downtrend that goes all the way back to February of last year, you can make an argument that we're starting to challenge the upper end of that band. Are we doing it at the right time? Maybe. With 420, or the industry's annual major day, both for sales, but expectations of announcements. If you are anybody that's in the cannabis industry and you have something to announce, you do it on 420. And if you're a legislator and you're pushing and the political season is moving quickly and it's beneficial to you, and cannabis is a political football, 420 could be a day where we get some announcements out of Washington. Let's see. Now I want to move to the macro and the MORE Act. So the U.S. House of Reps voted 220 to 204 in favor of passing the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, or MORE. This is the second time this piece of legislation has gone through the House and passed successfully. But as we've discussed, even with safe banking, and the sixth or seventh time that cannabis has been federally legalized, this doesn't change the view within the Senate that still needs to be overcome. And the White House, I think, is really secondary. So let's wait and see where we get. And as discussed, I think there may be some indication of posture within the Senate. Remember, some of the Senate dissension within the GOP is not necessarily on the concept. And I do think, as we talked 2 weeks ago about the Senate passing the research bill, there needs to be more of a branch in for a lot of senators to be able to start to legislate around cannabis. I think we're a lot closer. We don't invest day to day within CNBS based upon a headline for federalization to be around the corner. We are investing for the long term. We're investing thematically. We're finding companies that we think are the best operators in the space. And that's the update on the macro within CNBS, down 2.2% last week. If you look at the top 10 positions, again, dominated by U.S. multi-state operators, we've mixed in a couple tech plays, a couple specialty retail plays. We certainly are exposed north of the border in Canada. And this week, we added a new multi-state operator, excited to have added TerrAscend to the portfolio. TerrAscend is a multi-state operator that's a dominant player in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and a company that we believe will continue to kind of deliver high margin, high quality growth, and a company that is selectively picking what markets they want to be in. So we added that position to the portfolio last week. We're going to leave you there. Again, this is the Cannabis Market Weekly for the week of April 4th. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.